The Bible says that it is possible to control our emotions. It is possible to control our anger. Now I'm going to spend a little bit of time on Ephesians 4. If you would like to follow along with me in your Bible, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 and 27. That verse goes like this: be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Well, if we're thinking about controlling our temper, from this scripture, the first principle for taming our temper is to admit that we're angry. Admit that we're angry. Now, the very first two words in that scripture are what? Be angry. Be angry. This is a command. Be angry. But wait now, Eric, isn't anger wrong? I mean, we can think about it. God gave it to us as a gift in a manner of speaking. I mean, even God gets angry. If you do a word search on the word anger or angry in the Old Testament, just about once every chapter in every book of the Old Testament, God has His anger arose up against His people. Now, don't forget that the Bible says that though God is slow to anger, His favor lasts a lifetime. Sorry, I lost my place there. We also see that Jesus got angry, didn't He? When He was in the temple and saw the money changers taking advantage of the folks trying to do their what they do for the Hebrew faith, just in faithful acts there, those money changers taking advantage of those folks, He got mad. He turned over the money changers' tables, didn't He? He shooed them, so to speak, out of the temple. Jesus called the Pharisees a bunch of whitewashed tombs and a pit of vipers. Talk about trying to be politically correct, right? How about in Mark 3, 1 through 5, when Jesus healed the man with the withered hand? Do you remember that story? Jesus looked at them in anger, at the Pharisees and the scribes who were testing Jesus. Jesus looked at them with anger and was deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts. Well, Ephesians tells us not to sin in our anger. It doesn't say that it is a sin to be angry, but do not sin in your anger. You see, we are emotional beings, and we're allowed to feel our feelings. We love to deny that they're there. Matter of fact, in today's society, sometimes we're supposed to deny that they're there. It's not politically correct to remember that, right? We might feel guilty about being angry. We might be afraid of what we might do to admit that we are angry. It's important, though, to admit it. It's important to admit that we are angry. Say, I'm mad, I'm angry, I'm upset, I'm frustrated, whatever it is. Let it out there, let it be known, admit it to yourself. The first step in taming your temper is admitting that you are angry. Now, the second step is to understand your anger and do not sin. Now, there's a difference between sinful and legitimate anger, between helpful and hurtful, appropriate and inappropriate anger. What determines if your anger is sinful is why you're angry and what you do with those feelings. Aristotle once said, anyone can become angry, but to be angry with the right person to the right degree at the right time for the right purpose and in the right way, well, that's just not very easy. In order to understand your anger, we have to ask ourselves, why am I angry? You got to put up that proverbial mirror in front of us and say, why am I angry about this? Now tell me, in the heat of the moment, you know what I'm talking about, right? In the heat of the moment, right? Now I bet you every one of us can stop and say, why am I angry about this? Right? No, we don't do that very often, do we? But we have to. If we're conscious about our anger and we have admitted that we're angry, we have got to stop and we've got to ask ourselves, why am I, what's up with this? Why am I so angry about this situation?